Going to call this meeting to order. It's the Planning Commission hearing and meeting of August 13th, 2025. And it's currently 6 p.m. and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Here.
Bradley Farrar here.
Garfield here.
Stuart Writing here.
Just on time, Stuart. Anyone have any conflicts of interest to disclose?
Nope.
No? No. All right. And we'll just jump right into the hearing. I'm going to open up hearing item number one, the proposed amendment to Wells Estate Subdivision Plat, combination of lots 9 and 10. Anyone have any comments or anyone online? All right, I'm going to close the hearing on item number one, the proposed amendment to Wells Estate Subdivision Plat, combination of lots 9 and 10. Before I open up the hearing on item number two, I just want to make a clarification that after some feedback from the residents, the mayor talked with the applicant, and they changed the application from Ag-5 to RE-5. So the application that we'll be reviewing tonight is for RE-5, not Ag-5. So. Given that, I'm going to open up the hearing on item number two, proposed zone change from rural estates 10-acre zone RE10 to Ag-5 or RE5 or 2745 North Purple Sage Road. Rich, you want to make any comments?
I'm good as long as it's not Ag.
It's, well, what we're reviewing tonight is for RE5, so.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course. All right. And I'm going to close the hearing on item number two. Pro-zone change from RE10 to Ag-5 or RE5. And open up the hearing on item number three, ordinance O-2025-29, the proposed zone change from OST and general commercial D3 to PDO, plan development overlay, for 525.73 acres in the Colta Roca development. Any comments? Anyone online? I'm going to close the hearing on item number three. Proposed zone change from OST and general commercial to plan development overlay for 525 acres. And open up a hearing on item number four. Ordinance O-2025-30, the development agreement addendum with Hidden Rock Development Group, the Colta Roca project. Comments? I'm going to close the hearing on item number four. Ordinance O-2025-30, development agreement with Hidden Rock Development Group. Open up a hearing on number five, the proposed simple lot split subdivision for AV1372C1 and AV1372D for Richard and Brittany Fisher. Any comments? I'm going to close the hearing on number five, proposed simple lot split subdivision for AV1372C1 and AV1372D. Open up a hearing on item number six. Ordinance O-2025-31 to amend the title 10.10.010, the general purposes. Any comments? Okay. And I will close the last hearing, number six, for ordinance O-2025-31 to amend title 10.10.010, general purposes. And now we'll just move right into the discussion, possible actions. First one is item number seven, the proposed amendment to Wells Estate Subdivision Plats. The applicants aren't here. If we have any questions, but I mean, pretty simple. They're just taking two lots and combining it to be one lot. They just have to come before us to actually make that official. But, you guys have any questions for them or comments?
I don't think so. It seems pretty easy.
It seems pretty simple to me. I like it. Jenna, do we make a recommendation for approval or do we actually approve it?
You approve.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll make a motion that we approve the proposed amendment to Wells Estate Subdivision Plat, combination of lots 9 and 10, AVWEL-9 and AVWEL-10.
Second.
All right. Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 8, ordinance O-2025-45. Proposed zone change from RE10 to RE5. He has 20 acres. It's currently zoned Ag 10, changing it to, or sorry, it's currently zoned RE10. And that, like I said, the mayor talked with the applicant after some feedback, and the applicant agreed to change it to RE5. So that's what we'll be reviewing tonight, is to RE5.
So this is 10 acres, and it's going to split to 2 acres, two lots then?
It's 20 acres, but it's currently already zoned for RE10. So we'll just be zoning it to RE5.
So there'll be 4 lots out of the 2?
Correct. Possible 4 lots, yes. You guys got any?
That seems reasonable to me.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, that whole area over there is RE1, so RE5 better than RE1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, make a motion that we approve ordinance O-2025-25, proposed zone change for rural states 10 acres, zone RE10 to RE5 for 2745 North Purple Sage Road, AV1311-V.
One second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 9, ordinance O-2025-29. This is a proposed zone change from OST and general commercial to plan development overlay. It's a total of 525 acres in the Aquilta Roca development. I think the mayor is going to come up and give us a quick briefing on it. What exactly is going on?
All right. I'm going to hit 3 and 4 because they're a combination with the development agreement addendum. So this is the Aquilta Roca project you guys know about on the west side of town. In a nutshell, we're making some adjustments to the DA and the plans. We're going from 18 lots to 57 lots. They're going to be 5 acre minimum. The benefit of that, we're taking 204 acres up to 728 acres. So we're tying up a lot of land with, 5 acre or more low density lots. It's on the outside of town. Another plus of this is once we hit our resort fee numbers with the 84 cabins, we can have our resort fee, which is good for the town and brings in more money. They've also, agreed to donate $300,000, to the town to slurry seal all the roads. We're going to slurry seal Cedar Point and, Apple Valley proper. And then we're working on with the other money. We're going to pave, the last couple roads in Apple Valley proper that aren't paved yet. So we'll have all paved roads and slurry sealed roads. That's basically what we're changing. We just basically adding these extra 500 acres onto the project and a few more lots. We're not changing the cabins. There's still 84 cabins. That's not changing. We're just changing 18 lots up to 57. So we're going almost 39 more lots, but we're going to tie up another 500 acres. So the density is still very low. The open space is still high. Everything's great. Some of our better developers. So do you guys have any questions for me? They are here, but do you guys have any questions for me? Stuart, no?
No, I think I'm right there.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you. Yeah, what are your guys' thoughts?
I have one question. How does the plan development overlay, how does that work?
It's just when you draw the plan up in advance and we approve it, and then that's their zone. So it's just what they have to give us in advance for the PDO.
Like they submitted, they submitted a drawing of where,
right,
layout of lots and stuff, so.
You're mixing use, example is if you're going, not them, but if you're going to mix some residential and some commercial,
mm-hmm,
instead of trying to figure out, you'll do a PDO plan development overlay, you come in and you overlay everything and say, this is what we want to do, and we approve that. And any variation from that would have to come back to council and say, hey, we approved this, now they're saying they want to take these 100 lots and move them over here. They want to add this or something big like that. Minor changes like, oh, we're going to put in a street or trees or landscaping or something silly. We don't go
to right
council. But if there's a major change to the PDO, then we have to go back to the process.
Yeah, it's almost like it's more of like a community development type thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Something new that I think Frank implemented used to just be PD, plan development overlay.
Which is good because once we approve it, that's what it is. You know, they can't go change it unless they come back to us. So. I like it. 520 acres with only 40 something more lots. Pretty good. anyone have any questions or comments for them?
No, I'm good.
All right, does anyone want to make a motion then?
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 0-2025-29, proposed zone change from open space transition and general commercial C3 to planned development overlay PDO for 525.73 acres in the Ocala Roca development submitted by D. La Terra Holdings, LLC.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 10. This is the ordinance 0-2025-30 development agreement addendum with Hinrock Development Group, Ocala Roca project. Just in that. I don't know if the man wants to come up and say anything, but it's just a,
yeah,
it's all the same thing. Just an addendum made to their development agreement, just basically laying out what's going on. But yes, I mean, it's tied together with number 8.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 0-2025-30, the development agreement addendum with Hidden Rock Development Group, a Ocala Roca project.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 11, a proposed simple lot split subdivision for AB1372C1 and AB1372D. This is for Richard and Brittany Fisher. I believe they're zoned ag, about 15 acres, and they're just splitting it into two lots. Pretty simple, and so it qualifies as a simple lot split. And,
I mean, I thought the mayor... Simple lot split, is that a change?
No, so from my understanding, the mayor still is the final say, so I think it comes to us.
We did want to bring it past us first. So we a little more transparent.
Or maybe we are the final approval now. We are the final approval now.
We are.
Yeah, of course.
With that new law that came out in January, I know it's a little bit different.
Good.
Yeah, so I guess we are the official approval for simple lot splits now.
Their power is just awesome.
Just to confirm, Mayor did like look at it during the administrative review. Yeah. So it has been
reviewed
by staff. And
I've seen he left a comment about
the Fishers. Yeah, they just want to break off a lot for their kids.
Yeah. We were just discussing that.
No, I'm just wondering on
they're just confirming they're the final, final lot.
Yes, you guys have final approval on lot splits. I look at them and send them to you guys. I've kind of approved them and send them to you guys, and you guys give the final approval. They don't go to town council on those anymore, unless it's over 10, or if it's something I deem necessary that I look at and go, this is crazy what they're doing, and we may need to go to town council. But as up to 10, I can approve to bypass council, but straight to you guys.
Will do.
Anyone got any questions or concerns with it?
And that's just in an effort, that's just in an effort to make it easier for people to come in and split their lots and do what I did, split their lots and put some family on property like we just did with the Jordan homes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's more transparent for the residents too. They get to see what's going on.
It doesn't need to be curb, gutters, sidewalks. They're not developments. They're just small lot splits,
right?
10 or less. That's the state law. So we changed it back. That's the way it was a long time ago, I know.
Yeah,
so we just got to change it back to that with the new state law. Yep.
All right, then I'll make a motion that we approve the proposed simple lot split subdivision for AB1372C1 and AB1372D, Richard and Brittany Fisher.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 12, ordinance 0-2025-31 to amend title 10.10.010 general purposes. Just a bit of a housekeeping item on this ordinance. We have our general map on there, and it's very outdated in the GenoNotaStat, so we're just putting our new general zoning map on there and getting all that fixed. So just a housekeeping item.
I'll make a motion we approve ordinance 0-2025-31 and title 10.10.010. Did I go for this?
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to the approval of the minutes from item 13, minutes from July 9th, 2025. I didn't notice anything that was wrong. They all look good to me.
Go ahead.
I move that we approve the minutes from July 9th, 2025, Planning Commission hearing and meeting.
Second it.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned. 15 minutes. You like that?
You don't have so much on your. Yeah.